Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I'm your host, Mark Roberti, the content marketing expert, bringing you 5 new episodes every week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Hello, Breakthrough Success listeners. I just wanted you all to know before the episode actually starts, I've been working a little bit behind the scenes to give you something really special. So a while ago, I wrote my book, Content Marketing Secrets, which helps people create, promote, and optimize their content for growth and revenue. And I just put the finishing touches together to offer that for free to anyone who is interested. So if you want your free copy of Content Marketing Secrets, all you have to do is head over to markgoberti.com/book. Now, let's jump right into the episode. With content marketing, there are a lot of case studies and results that get posted. You see the stats of how someone goes from 0 to 100,000 monthly visitors, but what's the work behind all of those case studies? How do we get these real, tangible content marketing results where we are the ones who are getting this massive amount of traffic, this dramatic change in traffic and engagement? How exactly does that happen? What's some of the behind the scenes for that? That is going to be what we focus on in this episode. Today's guest is the driving force behind the business management and growth of Content Refined, the Canadian content marketing agency born from a desire to simplify the process of content creation for business owners. Today's guest for episode 186 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Madeline Taylor. Madeline, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is really great to have you on the show, and I really do look forward to diving into this. But before we do, I'd like to get some backstory first. So can you talk about why you created Content Refined and some of the story behind it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first and foremost, Content Refined was founded by accident, actually. And what I mean by that is that I was actually originally hired by my now business partner to figure out how to create a process and procedure for constant content creation for his portfolio of affiliate websites. So I came on board as an employee at first, actually, and started really playing with the concept of how to proceduralize content creation for websites. So that's how the idea got started. So I did a lot of research. I played a lot with different online tools and kind of came up with this procedure that kind of morphed into what Content Refined is today.
And one of the things that you do is you do make that content creation process a lot easier, and you can't really market your content unless you have the content created. And the creation can just seem so challenging because you have to do it consistently day in and day out. And with that in mind, I feel like it's easier once people are clear on all the things they have to do. Like, you don't want it publish and pray either, where you just publish content and hope you get lucky with it.
No, that's a strategy that we call throwing shit on the wall and hoping that it sticks. And so we really work hard on defining processes and sticking to them throughout the entire life cycle of your content creation strategy.
And that is actually where I was going, because I do feel like people just create the content, push it out, and hope they get lucky. But what are some of the things you're doing as you are creating the content to kind of be more prepared, not have this whole publish, pray, or throw it on the wall, see what happens? So what are some of the steps you're doing to optimize the content during the creation phase?
Absolutely. So What we like to do is we like to sit down with our clients and figure out a content plan for them. And so this requires quite a bit of strategy and quite a bit of research, mostly keyword research. So what we do is we sit down, we analyze your website, and then we send all of sort of like your goals and what you would like to accomplish within the next sort of 3, 6, 12 months down the line. And we come up with a strategy for you sort of behind the scenes with our keyword research team. So what we deliver is a content plan that will list out a bunch of low-hanging fruit in terms of keywords and topics and ideas that your website hasn't tackled yet. And so we choose these keywords on a very specific metric. And we can go into details if you're interested in that as well. But just high level overview, we stick to very specific metrics that have been proven to show results in terms of ranking content. And so we'll deliver that to the client in the form of a content plan. So before we actually even write any of the content, we provide you with this whole list of content ideas, article titles, and long tail keywords to go along with every single article that we plan to publish for you. So it's really like creating the blueprints for your website before we actually fill in and build out your website. So that's sort of the initial initial planning stage before we actually get started on the content creation. Did you have any more questions about that?
I wonder if you go a little more into detail about the specific metrics you use, because I'm sure lot of people listening will be like, this is what they use, that just works. So
yeah,
share those.
Absolutely. So we use a couple of different keyword research tools. Mostly Ahrefs and a really great tool called SE Cockpit. Have you heard of that one?
No, I have not.
No, it's a little bit smaller. There are some, I don't want to throw shade, but it is a little bit slower, but it does have really great results, and it does scrape really great data from the internet. So I'm willing to stick at that product. I'm hoping that their API will get a little bit quicker in the future. But we use those two tools primarily, and we generally like to go after keywords that have a search monthly search volume of over 500, so sort of between 500 and 1,000, and under 30% competition score. So that's sort of like the golden metric that we have come up with just from trial and error.
And how exactly do you find those keywords? Is that just something you find through the tool?
That's something you find through the tool, but you're deliberately searching. It's part of sort of like our keyword research process. You're deliberately searching for stuff that's associated, or for key terms and topics that's associated to your potential client's website.
And would you recommend?
So there's definitely a creative aspect to that as well that our keyword research team. There's definitely a creative component to that our keyword research team has to come up with.
And for that keyword research, are you doing like all the research for a bunch of articles, content ideas in one moment? Or are you spreading out that research? So like for every blog post or for every video that you come out with, you are doing research to find keywords to use?
Oh, that's a great question. So it depends. If we're doing like a content plan for you up front, it'll be like a one-time shot. If we're doing a monthly recurring subscription with you, then we will we'll do that as a rolling subscription. And so we'll come up with new keywords every month, which is beneficial when people are in niches that change a lot.
So, like, keywords are just one of the many things that we do before we create the content, because once you have the keyword, it's easier to put it in. Like, if you create the content and then you gotta figure out where to put the keyword, it's definitely it's not as good of an experience versus if you have the keyword already. But let's say that you finished writing the blog post, you finished the video or the podcast episode. What are some of the steps you're doing for post-production so that more people are coming across the content?
Right. So actually, so the keyword research part is the planning phase, and then the execution phase is the content creation phase. And so there's a lot of stuff that we can do while we're writing that content that will optimize the content so that it ranks properly on search engines. So the first thing that we do is we A, hire really great writers. Content is king these days, and Google is really, really cracking down on crappy online content. So the traditional sort of SEO strategy of stuffing your content with just a bunch of different keywords isn't working anymore. Google really rewards people with high quality content, and they have a very smart algorithm that can identify good quality content from bad quality content. So, yeah, that's the first step. Make sure that you are hiring great writers to write the content. Second step is making sure that that every piece of content that you come up with has a really good like coverage of the topic. So Google looks at things like content depth scores. And so they're going to identify different keywords throughout your text that will indicate whether you've talked about the topic broadly enough to really add value to the reader. And so in order to make sure that we do that, we use a really, really cool tool called MarketMuse. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I have not. I'm learning a lot in this episode.
Yeah, so MarketMuse is an amazing tool. There's tons of different similar tools on the internet, like off the shelf for this too. MarketMuse is not exclusive to this. But what it does is it allows us to plug in the piece of content, analyze it, and then it will suggest, it will basically scrape the web for every single piece of content on the same topic that you're writing about. And it will suggest different long tail keywords that will allow you to fill in content gaps. And so when you analyze it, it identifies a content gap, you fill that gap with a couple of paragraphs, and then at the end of the day, you're able to provide your client with a much more rounded piece of content that is more likely to rank on search engines.
And it's interesting to just hear all the different ways you could rank content higher on a search engine and all the different tools. There are a lot of great ones. You shared a lot of good ones and some that I haven't heard of before. I'll definitely be checking them out at some point after all the episodes that I do today. But one of the things that I feel like a lot of people want to know is that for case studies, and I'll use like on Content Refined, you can see they have a real results tab. So there are some stories about past clients. One of your clients went from 0 visitors to 72,000 monthly visitors in 8 months. And another client was able to triple his site traffic in 5 months. So with that in mind, I'm wondering how exactly do these success stories happen? And what is the time investment in things getting done? Is a lot of it based on what you said before, or are there like a few other things we should know?
Yeah, totally. So, what we have done with those specific clients, because I've worked directly with them before, is we've come up with probably I think a 6 and an 8 month content plan for them, and we've predetermined what articles we're going to write, what keywords we're going to go after, and then we write just really, really, really consistent, great content, and we publish at a rate of like once per week. So that basically will allow a site to get the kind of traction it needs. But then also that consistency that it needs, because websites, like, you can't just publish once every few months and expect your traffic to climb. It has to be a consistent and concise effort. And that most people just honestly don't have the time for. So, which is why agencies like ours are really handy for people. And so, yeah, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. And I'm really happy you mentioned that usually there's one new blog post or article or piece of content in general per week, because I was going to follow up with a question about frequency. And another thing I wanted to know is for blog posts, how long is the typical blog post, and how are you able to figure out the 8-month plan or 6-month plan for all the content?
Yeah. So generally, well, actually, again, this Market Muse tool will actually give you a suggested word count for each topic based on its competitor. On its competitors on the internet. So what we like to do is just create longer blog posts than all of the competing articles on that topic. So if the suggested word count is 1500 words, we'll write a 2000 or 2500 word article, just to give it that extra little boost of traction. So it varies depending on what topic you're writing about, and how competitive that topic is on the internet. And in terms of how to come up with the plan, that's really based on what your client's goals are. So if you have a client that is heavily, heavily incentivized by like affiliate commissions. So say, for example, they have an Amazon affiliate site. Their main goals are to make money from Amazon. And therefore, what we're going to want to focus on is strong buyer's intent keywords. And so what that means is that we're not going to talk about, for example, if you have like a website about like tents, we're not going to talk about, the 5 best activities to do while you're camping. We're going to really focus on tent reviews and keywords that have strong buyer's intent towards tents or anything camping related. Does that make sense?
Yes. And yeah, it is interesting you bring up the reviews. That seems to be like a lot of potential customers go there to just figure more out about the product before they commit to it. And before we shift to the next part, I'd like writing a 2,500 word blog post is no easy feat. And I feel like for readers, you just skim through it, you're done, maybe it takes you 5 minutes, but it takes like at least an hour, sometimes a lot more, just to write that blog post. So what is the planning part like for each new piece of content you create?
Right. So I have content briefs for every single piece of content imaginable. So what I do is once we've figured out exactly like what the keyword is, what the title of the article is going to be, we're going to figure out what kind of article, what type of article it's going to be, whether it's a review article, whether it's a blog post, whether it's a how-to guide, whether it's a buyer's guide. And so we will, when we assign it to the writer, we'll make sure that we assign the content brief for that style of article. And so that really helps the writer or guide the writer with what kind of style and feel you're going after, and what kind of information needs to be in that blog post or review post or whatever type of article you're writing. So that's one piece. And the second piece is just making sure that you're really gathering all of the requirements that you're going to need to write a compelling piece of content from your client. So your client is going to want to include certain information. They're going to want to omit certain information. And you just need to make sure that you have like clear and concise communication with the client to figure out exactly what their needs are for every piece of content.
And you've had several clients for Content Refined. You've also, I'm sure, been able to do a lot of networking as well, just meet a lot of people. And I'm sure through that, you saw people who were successful, people who were not as successful, and people who are pursuing the ambition. They have a goal in mind. And with that in mind, I'm wondering, what do you believe holds most people back from being able to have the successful content brand, get the traffic, and be the case study that they want to be?
Honestly, the investment. It is it's a scary thing to invest into your content creation strategy without a guarantee that it's going to be successful. So people generally don't invest enough, which is why, you know, when I started Content Refined, I had a bunch of different packages that people could pick from. And I had a one blog post package per month. And I actually found that most people who signed up for the one blog post package were the clients that were the most unhappy with their results. And so eventually, like, I took a step back and tried to assess why. And it was pretty clear that it's because one blog post per month is just not enough to really call a content creation strategy. And so it's kind of, you just kind of have to go big or go home with it. And so I think that people are very reluctant and nervous to invest heavily into their content creation strategy. And because of that, don't see the results that they would like.
Now, I do agree with that advice because, like, with this podcast, like, someone is writing the show notes. I have an audio editor. Like, without those two people, breakthrough success does not happen. And I can say that about other parts of my business as well. But you have the person listening to this right now who just heard you say, invest in your content brand, invest in your content strategy. And some of those people may think that they don't, or in some cases, just in their eyes, a fact that they don't have the money to invest into their content strategy. So what I'm wondering is, for what do you do if you're one of those people, and if you do have some money you can scrap up, what is the first thing you would put it into?
Honestly, what I would do is, if I didn't have the money to invest fully into like an end-to-end solution, what I would do is I would probably invest in the content plan, because that's going to really be the blueprints for your website. So it's going to give you all of the information, all the tools that you're going to need to have like a solid content creation strategy. And then I would probably start writing the content myself and come up with like a deliberate plan to make sure that I was writing good and compelling content myself. That's probably what I would do. But the most important part is the upfront keyword research and strategizing that most people just don't have the tools or know-how to do.
Madeline, I absolutely love that approach. And it's important that, like, especially when you're just beginning, you're doing a lot of it on your own. Like Madeline talked about, like, hiring a writer. In some cases, we may not be in that position, which is where, just as Madeline said, if you're going to invest in one area, invest it in your content plan, because If you have the plan, even if you don't have writers around you, you can be the writer. You can create content based on that plan. And if you have a successful plan that's going to get you traffic, it's just a matter of writing the content. So I like that idea of focusing on the plan and investing in it. But I doubt you knew all of this coming out of the gate and just getting started with content marketing. So with that in mind, I'm wondering if you could share with us one big challenge you faced on your journey to building content refined and growing it, and a powerful lesson you learned during that challenge.
Oh, that's a great question. I've had tons of challenges. Let me think about this one. I would say that my biggest challenge would definitely be my team building challenge. Mm-hmm. So at first, it would definitely be building out my teams, because when I started Content Refined, it was just me as a like project manager, client facing. I had like one writer and one virtual assistant, and that's it. And so scaling that was a very difficult process because contractors such as writers and virtual assistants are notoriously flaky. And it was really, really hard to attract and maintain high quality freelance contractors. So that was my biggest problem, I think. And then obviously it's just like a vicious cycle. If you don't have consistent contractors, then your clients are unhappy and leave. And so it was just like this vicious cycle. And what I did to overcome that was I actually proceduralized my hiring process. And what I mean by that is that I created, it sounds funny, but I created almost like a mathematical equation approach to hiring, writers. Wow. So I would hire about 5-6 of them at the same time. I would test them all out. And at the end of that test, I would either like fire them all or keep one. And so that one person that I kept would know that they had been sort of like the winner of that hiring process. And they were informed that they had like a 3-strike you're out rule. And as I continued to grow my business off of this model, it became a bit of like a cutthroat business where people knew that if they didn't show up and if they didn't produce the type of content that I needed, that they would be let go. And so it like forced this high level of quality that has been maintained throughout all of my teams for like well over a year now. And what we do, like, and again, this sounds kind of cutthroat, but like what we do is we actually get rid of the bottom 10% performers of all of our contractors every single month. Wow. And so this is something that everyone is aware of. And so it just ensures that your quality is going to be maintained at a level that you're comfortable with.
Well, that is definitely a very interesting approach to have that cutthroat environment, and also to make it like mathematical to determine what types of decisions you make.
And, totally.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Mm-hmm. And it's been a very good way to make sure that all of our teams are operating under the same level of quality.
And with that in mind, like, I'm sure you've learned a lot as you built your team. And a lot of the listeners on Breakthrough Success, they want to learn as much as possible. You also have to do what you learn, because only implemented knowledge is power. But and the idea of acquiring as much knowledge as possible. I'm wondering if you could share with us three great books that you believe will have a positive impact on us.
Oh, that's a great question. Okay. Yeah, three great books. So one that I've recently read, I think I might have it even in my bag. It's, oh no, I don't, but it's called The Entrepreneur's Guide on Keeping Your Shit Together. And it's written by a clinical psychologist. And it basically coaches you on how to run your business without letting it run you. So that was really insightful for me. And the author of that book, yeah, is a clinical psychologist. Her name is Sherry Wellen. And I actually met her at a conference and she gave me her book. So I've read that and it was very, very insightful. Another one is called Before the Exit. And it's a book about thought experiments for entrepreneurs written by Dan Andrews. And it was written as a reaction. He sold his business and it was written as sort of a reaction to exiting his business. And he had a bit of seller's remorse. And so it's really useful thought experiments to read through in this book. And then a third book that I would encourage most entrepreneurs to read would be E-Myth Revisited. Have you heard of that one?
Yes, I have.
Yes. So I would definitely read that one. That one, it definitely guided me on how to think about my business and how to build my teams out accordingly.
Madeline, thank you for sharing those three great book recommendations. Those will be in the show notes, markpaburi.com/E186. And for anyone who wants to learn how they can create, promote, and optimize their content for growth and revenue, you can head over to markpaburi.com/book to grab your copy of Content Marketing Secrets. And before we wrap up this episode, Madeline, I've asked you several questions throughout our time together, but what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
One question that you need to be asking yourselves more often. I think people need to focus on the why of their business. Why are we doing this? And I think that will bring up a lot of internal purpose questions.
Madeline, thank you for sharing with us that great question. I really like the idea of going back to why, and it's something that you hear a lot on Breakthrough Success, just that whole theme of going back to the why, because if you tap into that, you are going to tap into the switch that will make it easier for you to achieve massive action.
Absolutely. I agree.
Well, Madeline, again, I'm very grateful for you taking the time to be on the show. And for anyone who wants to get help with their content marketing, have an agency behind them who is planning out your content, having writers who are optimizing your content, I do recommend Content Refined. That link will be in the show notes. But actually, for the first 100 people, if you use the coupon code BREAKTHROUGH, all lowercase, again, for the first 100 people, Madeline will give you a 20% off discount for the first month of your package that you get at Content Refined. So, Madeline, I do thank you for extending that to our listeners.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
It was a pleasure to have you on the show.
Alrighty.
How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn